Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
So all what right. what a Super Bowl we're at, huh?
Yeah, man. 2 o'clock. It's now,
I thought it was going to be known as the TMZ Tour Super Bowl.
Focus more on the dumplings in the TMZ.
I was not part of that, and I have no audio of the dumplings. But I now think it's going to be called the KP Super Bowl.
It may very well be.
The Kristaps Porzingis Super Bowl. All right.
Hey, man. I'm Jake.
What are those shoes?
Nice to meet you.
Hello. I'm Dan. We're on the air if you'd like to pop those on and talk.
Hello.
You are that being shuffled from table to table.
A hell of a jacket.
Yeah, they're just slinging me around, man. Slinging me around.
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. I'm in my last stretch. We're going to finish strong.
This is it?
No.
Oh, but among it?
It's among it. It's among it. You're this the final two. Final two.
Have you ever been out here before?
Like, this is the great Micah Parsons. We should introduce him to our...
Yeah, it is Micah. People know.
Do they?
You ever been to the whole media situation out here for the Super Bowl?
No.
First time.
First time.
First time.
It's interesting. I'm actually having fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I made the most of it.
Seems like you are making the rounds. You're here for Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys pizza guys?
Oh, my gosh.
Micah, one time on our show, I tried to back up the claim that I could eat 3 large one-topping Pizza Hut pizzas in 2.5 hours. That's how much I love pizza and Pizza Hut. Now, wow. I failed. I pulled up at about 2.
Wow.
I couldn't do it.
I'm admiring you right now.
Yeah.
There's a sound effect. We actually have a sound effect from that day. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was after 2. But I'm a huge fan.
I got some pizza for you right now.
Oh, let's go. I'll probably wait until we're done, but oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the best guest I've ever met. He brought us the spicy pizza, the spicy lover's pizza.
Do you like spicy?
Love spicy. I'm a spice guy.
I got a spice challenge for you.
Let's do it.
You sure?
Well.
This is some serious stuff, bro.
Put it out there for me.
Seriously, you're going to get a gift card. Once you win.
Okay, let's go. I like pizza challenges. We've established that. What do you got for me?
So I'm going to give you 1 slice. I'm going to dump the extra peppers.
Oh, this is light work.
Bro, he's about to have 2 more pieces for the show.
I'm very interested in this.
Come on, let's go.
Micah Parsons has a full pizza in front of us. He's now... Boy, that's the hot pepper that Pizza Hut has, right? That's legendary.
They might need a reaper for this one.
So the most... mad my dad ever got, Micah.
Mm-hmm.
You know the little hot pepper thing on the Pizza Hut table?
Yeah. Yeah.
I unscrewed it so it was really loose.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just wanted to sprinkle a little on his pizza, and it just poured out all over.
No, I'm just letting you go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, Jake's eating that pizza now with the hot pepper, the legendary Pizza Hut little hot pepper.
What are you thinking so far?
Delicious.
Delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Scrumptious.
Mm-hmm.
How many days have you carried that pizza around? He's just eating.
I'm getting a new box every 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So this is towards the end, but we're going to have a hot, fresh one for the next. I'm going to still bring you guys a hot box because I think it's fair that everyone deserves a hot, fresh pizza.
Did you just drop your wallet?
Yeah, I did. I might drop some money, maybe.
Yeah. Well, Jake's not interested in the money. He's just interested in more pizza.
Keep the money.
Has anyone else?
He's crushing the challenge,
bro. Radio,
he's crushing his challenge right now. Like, he's crushing it.
Nothing.
He might make the show.
Have you eaten any today?
Yeah, I had about 3 slices today.
Yeah?
Yeah. I might be lying, though.
Damn. Can I get that napkin?
Oh, yeah. It's the tiniest napkin I could find.
I think you might be the winner, the fastest to do it.
Whoa.
Does Micah know about the trade?
The KP trade?
The Mavericks traded Porzingis.
To who?
Washington.
For who?
Dinwiddie.
Who?
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Why?
To get out of the KP contract, perhaps? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know he's been injured a lot.
Wow.
Let's go.
Congratulations.
You think I'm going to embarrass
I knew
you?
I should have gave him more flakes. They were trying to pull me off the flakes. You need a way more
gave
flakes.
Gave him a whole bottle of it.
Nah.
I'll just finish the bottle if you want.
Oh, I'm gonna give you your own personal.
Let's go.
So, do you like to be referred to?
This guy is crazy.
He just drank it.
This guy. Yo, we have an assassin.
Let's go. I want to talk to you, though, so I'll finish it afterwards.
Who are you?
Let's go. I'm just a big fan of yours, and I don't want to let you down.
I'm a fan of you.
I can feel it.
So Micah is now videoing.
You are a beast.
Videoing Jake.
You have a beast on your show.
I know, man. I can't keep up with him.
Let's go.
We call him the Micah Parsons of our radio station.
It's the highest of honors.
Yo, I'm about to get you a trophy. It's going to be a Pizza Hut trophy.
Oh, that would make my year, Micah.
Can we get a trophy?
Would you rather have that or that sweet jacket he's wearing?
It's a pretty phenomenal Pizza Hut
I would
jacket.
Give you this jacket, too.
I would rather have the jacket. We can link up at home.
All right, Pizza Hut, give me another jacket. They'll bring me another jacket. I'll give you this jacket fresh off my body. That was some awesome stuff. Like, you might be the MVP of the day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, you went above and beyond of anybody.
I'm a rookie, too. I've only been doing this job a year. So
he needs a
you
promotion.
And I are really vibing.
Today? Today. 2 years doing the show today. But, yeah.
A year under the name.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
You guys got some energy. This is the type of energy that, like, I needed towards this stretch.
Yeah, we're going to bring you home.
Bring me home, baby.
The rookie wall.
The wall was coming, but you guys just demolished that joint. Like,
honest question, were you waiting for that, like, actual during the season?
Yeah,
I've
I
heard
was.
So much about this. When am I going to slow down a little bit?
I was. But I was having so much fun, though.
DQ keeps it fun?
He does. He finds a new way to keep me interested.
Yeah, I didn't believe when they drafted you and said they're going to use you all over the place. I've heard that before. For different players, and they end up not doing it.
And not just the Cowboys, tons of teams.
Yeah.
You're all about flex and versatility. And
but
week two
was the most surprising thing, because here's a guy I thought your head's spinning. Didn't even play football last year. You're in the NFL now. And now all this stuff you've been doing in training camp, well, let's now have you defensive end, right?
I knew the playbook, though. See, when you're a linebacker, you got to know what everybody's doing. So I already knew what the front was doing, because I got to be able to play off of them. If they're cutting a B-gap, I got to know I got to play over top of the B-gap. So I already knew exactly what the front was doing.
Okay, so it's easier.
Physically executing it, though.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Easier to transition from linebacker to defensive end than the other way around, you'd say.
Yeah.
It's great,
man. You got so many more reads and mental aspects at linebacker than you do at defensive end.
Well, but as a rookie, that's the whole thing. They always talk about how you met with DeMarcus Ware. You know, you gain knowledge as the years go. These little tiny things you can figure out.
You guys might put like a – do you guys think like – I think because this is most people, like you guys think you guys put like a limit on rookies?
Well, just historically.
Yeah.
And I wrote about this a couple times. I'll send you these articles because you'll love them.
Okay.
Literally no one has ever done what you did. Literally. Just look, I went about 25 years back, just looking at pressure rates and the number of rushes you got. There's never been another rookie who's done it ever. And that's coming off the edge half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So not doing your full-time job you were drafted to do, you did something no other rookie has ever done. That's a decent start.
Yeah.
I didn't know in high school you were also a dominant running back.
Yeah.
And now I'm wondering, have you ever gone to, I don't know, Kellen Moore or the big man himself and just say,
like, yo, can you put me on a goal line package?
Because they seem very creative. They'll use an offensive lineman in the backfield.
I'm waiting for a goal line
package. That wild lion direct snap.
Wow. Ooh.
See, I'm hooking you up today.
You just earned a sticker, too.
Oh.
A nice
sticker. Is that a Pizza Hut sticker?
You want a tattoo? You want a tattoo?
If we could do it right now, I would do it. I really would.
Hey, y'all got a napkin?
It would be my first one. Yeah, you're going to get the needle out?
He once got a little peep tattoo on the bottom of his foot.
Live on the air.
Yeah, just because he felt like it.
No, this is water. Like, I just need a napkin.
I'll do it later. Believe me, one. So, Osa was on with our afternoon show yesterday, and he told them that he just learned about the White House.
Osa's late.
I know he's late, but I want to know how late, because I also listened to you on The Pivot.
I found
out. I know you know.
So, actually, I did an interview with, her name was Carissa, I think. Something like that. And she was talking about the White House, like with Mike. No, Mike, I did an interview with Mike and Trey, and they brung up the White House.
Uh-huh.
And Mike had told us, like, he ain't give me all the details, but he gave me the idea of what I was thinking already. And I was like, I looked at Trey, and I was like, we need a White House.
Please, no.
I was like,
no.
They were winning games.
They were winning games. Big games.
They were winning games.
A lot
games.
Of them.
A plus B equals C.
That's right.
Sometimes the unordinary is what you need.
Yeah. Thinking outside the box and bring back the White House.
See, we've always thought we need one for the station just across the street, just to not go home right away. Video game. We
that's
don't need
what I'm
to
saying.
Do all the...
It just play some Call of Duty.
I mean, if you want to do a little cocaine and hookers, that's one thing, but...
I'm just gonna take a nap.
Not going home right away and just chilling out.
Especially if you got kids.
Especially if you have kids, or in your case, live with mom. This is the only reason you want the White House.
Sometimes. Dark times. Sometimes.
What if we just bought mom a house nearby?
That's gotta be the next
I offered
step.
That.
Yeah?
She's not ready to leave me. I just built a pool, so she's ready to stay in.
Okay, now it's time to buy yourself a new house nearby.
Yeah, literally. Now, I'm thinking about getting an apartment downtown Dallas.
Okay.
Something for me.
That feels like it's kind of far away from Frisco and Arlington. Is that the point?
Yeah. So that way, off season, I could stay at the apartment. I could decide when I want to go home.
You don't have to head all the way back up north.
I could just chill downtown. You know, I'm still young.
Eat pizza. Hang out.
You don't have to sell us. So mom.
The
White apartment.
Does mom cook?
She cooks great.
Is that the reason she's here?
Yeah. If she ain't cook,
also perhaps
know.
Laundry. I'm
she does
don't know
laundry.
If you're big with folding your own clothes.
I'm not.
I'm certainly not.
I'm not.
I'm great at that, so if you ever need help.
You can come to my house anytime.
I will take you up on that. I'll bring you a pizza next time.
I'm going to give you the hottest things you ever had in your life.
Let's do it. I can meet mom.
I'm going to order them off of Amazon.
Okay. Order the hottest Reaper pepper you can find.
So the lion.
Just point and laugh at me.
Lion seems cool. That's a really cool nickname and badass.
It's fierce.
Stalking someone, right? Early in the season, I seem to recall they were trying to push on us that you were... They were trying to push the nickname The Queen because he does so much. Do you remember that? Because you play chess.
Chess related, yeah.
And I think maybe it was one of those ESPN graphics during the game that you probably never see, but they were running showing you on the chessboard and you're moving all the pieces around. You could do anything. You can go back and forth. And we were just thinking, I don't know that that's going to be a good nickname for a...
No, and I gave that analogy.
The Queen.
I gave that analogy, but I also emphasize in the king way. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They seem to skip that part.
Yeah. So they were trying to get that to catch on. I think the line is much more... I like it better.
That's the one you trademarked.
Yeah, I did.
Plus, of course, Penn State.
Exactly.
It all fits. Why Penn State after the Sandusky situation?
Because Penn State, like... They had nothing to do with that, like the new staff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, like, that had, like, I feel bad for, like, all the victims and things, but that didn't have anything to do, like, with my career. I felt like Penn State had the best plan for me, like, coming in.
Was like, it being close to home, too?
Yeah. I was an hour and a half away from Penn State.
Okay.
Hour 15 if you drive crazy.
I'd get there then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I just felt like... When you rep the state, it's a different type of love. Like, in PA, I'm loved differently. Even bigger in Texas.
For now. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, it's different repping your state. Like, when you're from a place, they're going to love you different because you decided to stay home. Like, you're not too big for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I still love my city of Harrisburg. Like, I'm going to go back to my city. Because that's what it's all about, though. Like, I don't know why guys... leave from where they're from to go to places like Alabama when you could turn your state upside down. Look at Saquon. He was like, bro, I'm the man because I stayed home and did all these things. Like, if your career goes great, you're going to be a legendary. Like, I could go to Penn State and be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some things are just bigger than just the name of a team. Because if you're good, you're going to get found. It's the NFL, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I understand it, but I also know that that's not the norm even.
That's because people just think about right now. Like, people don't think about their legacy no more. Like, your legacy is who you are. Like I'm going to be able to get a job anywhere in PA one day if I need one. Like, that's what stuff matters. Not that you went to Alabama and you won. I mean, championships are cool.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like, you were just known on that team, but you didn't make no type of impact, though. Unless, like, you were one of those guys. But not everyone plays at Alabama, though. And then they end up leaving. Or they transfer. They go. The school had no idea what they were. But that's what I'm saying with your legacy, though. Like, you go to Alabama, you got a guy from California, you got a guy from Texas, you got a guy from Florida, you got a guy from PA, you got guys from all over, JUCO, boom, boom.
They're a machine, yeah.
Yeah, like, who cares who you are? We got five of you. I know if I went to Penn State, there's going to be one of me.
Are you upset that you didn't get in on that sweet NIL money?
No. Making way more money now.
Well, certainly, yeah.
That helps. That helps.
But at the time, of course.
I mean, people forget. The stipend was pretty cool. Like, you probably made about $2,200 a month. Something like that. No, probably more than that. Maybe $2,800. You pay some to your rent. So, I mean, I was making good money in college. And I got financial aid. That's the real money.
The government money.
The government money, for sure. Money.
Is it real? A lot of snow where you're from? Is Harrisburg real snowy?
Yes.
Okay. I'm originally from Cleveland. Mm. And I love Dallas, man.
I
don't want to go back to...
Bro,
a
Dallas,
snow shovel. I don't even own a snow shovel.
People say,
shovel
where you want to live? I'm staying in Dallas. There's no question in my mind. I'm staying in Dallas.
You could have a big legacy here, too. Are you pretty aware of that? To bring them, if you could be part of what brings them back, because it's been down times for... Mm-hmm.
Since the White House.
They haven't been back to the Super Bowl. Haven't been back to the NFC Championship game. So...
This is for legendary status.
If you could put the Dallas Cowboys back on top. I mean, in 1 year, you've already transformed the defense into one of really a historically bad defense as far as statistics are concerned.
We broke records this year. Most touchdowns scored, most interceptions. Like, stuff's sick. Sweet. Legacy.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you pick up a fumble and show us what you did as a running back. Maybe then Kellen
Moore. No, we need a pick six. I'm going to reverse field just for you.
You almost
like,
had
I'm gonna go. I'm going to start running this way, and I'm going to like.
What was the one he almost had?
Well, there was a ball in the middle of the field that you almost got your hands on, and I feel like after watching it, that might have been a problem for the offense on the return.
Yeah, like I'm going to do like a primetime thing. Like, I'm going to reverse field. Like, I'm going to spin around, juke.
A little high stepping?
High step.
Are you really going to bring me another pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get that worked out.
Can we get a pizza over here, please? Look, on call, just like that. Pizza.
Look at that. All right. It's a spicy lover's pizza.
Yeah, I'm going to leave this for you. Take out some flakes to you.
I appreciate that.
No, seriously, bro. You killed that. You deserve that and more. We're going to get you a... Can we send him his gift card by email or in the mail? I don't know how that's going to work.
We'll work it out.
We'll make sure you get that.
Can we get you to give us a liner for our radio show?
Yeah.
Now, we want you to identify yourself and then say a little something like this.
I am Micah Parsons. I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
It's true. You nailed it. Assuming you are
why
Micah
are you giving
Parsons.
Us that, why are you giving me that look?
Like, why did you want me to say something like this?
That's what all our guests say.
Then we can replay it later to prove we had you on and that I got the pizza. It's going to be great. Trust me.
Thanks, I'm pizza. Glad I can make this great for you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you to Pizza Hut.
Yeah, man. We're so happy you're a Dallas Cowboy.
I'm so happy to be a Dallas Cowboy. Manifestation. Legacy. That's so serious. Like, if I had a son right now, like, I do have a son, but if he was, like, college eligible.
If I had a son right now.
I meant, like, eligible to go to college. If he was eligible to go to college right now, he's going to Penn State without in my mind. Like, I don't care where you want to go. Like, you're going to Penn State. Legacy.
And pizza.
And he'll be eating Pizza Hut.
Right.
That NIL deal for him is going to be nice.
Well, thanks, man. Great meeting you.
Great meeting you, too, brother. Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you.
It was awesome, dude.
Good luck.
Let's do it again sometime.
Don't forget your wallet.
I appreciate that.
Can I see you eat one more? Like, you just...
I think they're hustling you out, but I can promise you I will eat all of this in the next hour.
No, I want to see you do one more challenge. Like,
all right.
Like, I got to really test this theory of this guy right here.
You want to dump it?
Micah Parsons asks. Now he's really pouring.
Yeah.
Like, they're little tiny mountains of the hot pepper.
This all for the spicy lover's pizza
on Jake's
at Pizza Hut. Order one during the Super
Bowl. So it's spicy even if you didn't do
Hold on. Hold on. Hey.
All right.
Okay, Micah's getting his.
This is the spiciest we've ever made it. This is the king spice.
Let's go.
Hush. This guy's an animal. Oh, my God.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? He's going to be a hot whistleblower.
Jake is.
You don't know what hot whistleblower is yet, but you will soon.
That's good stuff. I appreciate you.
His eyes are watering.
Not even.
Not even. Wow.
He's offended that I said that.
And he eats crust.
Yeah.
He's not watching his carbs yet.
Yo, Deron, hot challenge later.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
Phenomenal, bro. This guy's nuts,
good
bro.
Time, bro. I'll see
you. You work with him? He's nuts.
There's Micah Parsons and pizza.
All right, bro.
From Pizza Hut. Thanks, man. It's 2:20 on the ticket.